Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Abraham Accords. I like to say it that way because the real people, that's what they call Abraham.
The news.
I would say Abraham, but it's so much nicer when you say Abraham. So much more elegant.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The Piscataqua. Piscataqua.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
It is win or book a tee time for the Boston Red Sox tonight, game 3 of this series. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can hear every pitch, every Jaren Duran error, all of that on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And we're talking 8:08 first pitch this evening. The only local broadcast of tonight's game is right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. But the news with Courtney now.
A fire in Dorchester last night at a multifamily building on Beckett Street left 2 people hurt. Fire officials say 2 residents were taken to the hospital, while 18 people and several pets now have nowhere to go.
Oh.
Terrible. We have an uptalker in the news for this one.
We have an uptalker in the news?
Yep.
Witness to the incident last night?
This is from WHDH.
Okay. It looked like mushrooms almost, like mushrooms of fire exploding from it, and just so much light. It looked like it was going to go towards the building behind it, and the power line started catching fire.
They were catching fire.
Yep.
It looked like mushrooms.
I didn't think those two words would ever be put together. Uptalker in Dorchester?
Well, there are uptalkers all over the place.
I would have never thought that.
It's epidemic.
Dorchester has some nice apartments.
I would have never thought that.
No, I mean, it's I don't know when it started exactly. Many people point to the Frank Zappa song with his daughter, Valley Girl, which was a hit in the mid-80s as the beginning of the vocal fry, which is the up-talking. So I don't know. I don't know how it started, but it's a...
It's like mushrooms of fire.
Fire?
I think the Kardashians made it famous
for
the younger
Girl
children.
Yeah.
They made some things famous.
Okay, what's next?
A Boston police officer was injured and 2 people were detained following an incident at MGM Music Hall at Fenway last night.
Oh.
Yeah, officers received a call about a disturbance at the Kevin Gates show around 9:45 p.m.
Wow.
Police having to use a taser at one point when it came to the crowd. So...
I went to that concert, Kevin Gates, at MGM.
Yeah.
Very good concert.
I was going to say, I was surprised you weren't there last night.
I had already seen it before so, you know.
Good show?
Yeah, Kevin Gates always is a good show. Yeah. You know Kevin Gates. I got 2 phones. Yeah. Stiz made the tweet.
We call that 2 rolls, the Stiz Grimy pandemic song. Huge hit during the pandemic.
Huge. Number one.
Many people may have missed it because they weren't listening to the radio. They were supposed to be working from home and they were sleeping through our entire show. But
that is shocking, though. At the Kevin Gates, I thought if anything would have went down, it would have been last Saturday or
something. I got 2 rolls.
Or this past Sunday, NBA Youngboy was at the TD Garden and he brings them out.
Yeah, it seemed like something happened inside and then spilled out onto the street.
All right.
Some sad news this morning after Jane Goodall passed away yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, the legendary primatologist died at the age of 91. So good life.
Yes.
She died of natural causes.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh.
You don't know who Jane Goodall is? Nope.
She's always with the chimpanzees. And
she lived with the monkeys.
Yeah.
The minkies.
Like, she was on Call Her Daddy like a year ago.
How do you not know who Jane...
I have no...
okay. Yeah. She was on Call Her Daddy, like, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying, for the younger audience, like, they realized who she was.
That's not what she's known for.
No, I know.
Right. Yes, but anyway, yes.
All right. Jane Goodall.
She became very close with primates. I mean, it's
good for her.
And they loved her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, oftentimes they can turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, she lived how late did.
Till 91.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Natural causes. She was still on a speaking tour. She was on a speaking tour when she died in California.
She lived with the chimps. Yeah.
Now, is she the one, or is there a different woman who was really popular with the orangutans?
I think the same one.
Mm. Is it? Okay.
Wasn't there a gorilla lady, too, though?
Well, there was the unfortunate situation where the woman in Connecticut. The gorilla ripped off her face.
I think you might be thinking of Tiger King.
No, didn't they make a? I swear they made a movie about a lady who.
That was about. You're talking about Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes.
That was Jane Goodall.
Oh, that was Jane Goodall?
Yeah, that was her. That's how you would know her. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was. I mean, the only thing that happened to her that was not a good thing was she became weirdly addicted to bananas. but.
Yep, but, nailed it.
Okay.
I think we got a lot accomplished there.
We have a very creepy story from Brookline up next.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Police are looking for a guy in Brookline after he was caught on a Ring camera touching himself while looking into a home right before 8 p.m.
Jeez.
Yeah, you hate to see this.
Aggressive.
Yeah, disgusting. The male took off but was caught as a motion light went off. He is described as Asian in his 20s or 30s, dark hair. He was wearing a jacket, a graphic tee, and sweatpants. Here's one area resident on 7 News Boston.
We didn't get a lot of information, so the initial was, it must be somebody making a mistake going to the wrong house. But now with more information, that's very creepy.
Yeah, it is. Very creepy.
That's the definition of getting caught with your pants down.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, it is. All right, we should take a break.
Okay.
But when we come back, extra dipping sauce rage leads to violence in Kentucky. The rest of the news is next. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we have some new Bruins-related programming to announce. One element on this radio show and one here at the radio station. So that is coming up. This is embarrassing and calls my entire film credibility into question because Eric from the Cape says I am wrong about Gorillas in the Mist. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I love your show.
Thank you.
You guys are all awesome.
Thank you.
You were right about the title of the movie, but they're two very different people. Diane Fossey was portrayed by Sigourney Weaver in Gorillas in the Mist.
Right.
And Jane Goodall, although not having a movie made about her, was one of the most famous, if not the preeminent expert on primate behavior.
Yes.
Particularly amongst the chimpanzees.
Very, very
stunning sometimes to me that I don't know what they're teaching in school, Greg. You and I are of the same vintage. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing that people that actually get educated in school and then go to secondary education would not know who Jane Goodall was.
Yeah. Today,
but that might just because I'm old.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they ended up if they fell in love with the primates or it was merely for research purposes, but they were very, very, very close to them. Mm. Yeah, they are the closest to the human species.
Yeah,
the primates.
I don't think there was anything nefarious.
You don't think so? No. You don't think there was anything that was going on there?
No. I remember. Listen, I went to Eastie, and I don't remember in the early 90s. I'm
you didn't
teaching
learn
about
it in school, Jane.
Yeah,
Goodall.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah,
so
well, you missed out
living with the chimps.
All right, rest of the news, if we could, please.
Let's go to Florida.
Now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami,
Florida.
Florida,
not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
So police pulled a man over in a Camry after he was caught racing a motorcycle at 3 a.m. at 120.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 miles per hour. Now, his reason when he got pulled over of why he was going that fast, he had to use the restroom.
Oh.
We've all been there.
Yep. Yeah.
There is nothing worse.
Okay.
Especially, you know, having to tinkle and not making it. Here's Lieutenant Greg Bueno talking about the arrest.
The Camry driver did not have a license. That's red flag number one. Number two, this is all happening at 3 a.m. Where they're going at 3 a.m, I do not know.
Who knew that you could get a Camry going 124 miles per hour?
I didn't know that. I keep up with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you've ever driven? Would you guess?
I would say probably like 110. You know, yeah. That's about it. But that's on like straightaway open.
We were a senior year in high school. We got to go off campus for lunch. And Alex Force was driving his Honda Accord on Route 9 in Natick 107 miles an hour.
What? We aren't got you pulled, amazed we sometimes got, that you live through these
oh tests? Oh, my God. I should have died 5,000 times.
Yeah.
But we got pulled over. The officer says, "You're not an effing astronaut, you jackass."
When you think about it, you are 100% right. Like, you know, the times I look back and go, I can't believe I'm not dead. We were doing about 90 in a Lincoln Town Car coming off the exit by the Revere Cinema.
And coming off exits, that's scary.
Yeah, and my boy was driving, didn't even put his foot on the brake. Oof. The fact that we didn't roll that thing over, amazing.
I mean, I was riding with Courtney once. She was doing 25 miles an hour, and I was terrified.
She's not a good driver?
No. I've talked about it before. Like, she jams the brakes.
Oh, she's one of those.
We were approaching the the turn in the O'Neill Tunnel, and she was doing 90.
No, it wasn't 90.
And I'm like, you know, they have the signs that say there's a turn coming up, and she's gabbing away or listening to Call Her Daddy or on TikTok. I'm like,
Never texting or on TikTok while driving. But I get confused when it comes to directions, and so I kind of had to brake quickly with Greg in the car, unfortunately.
That was unfortunate, yes. All right.
A woman in Kentucky was arrested for allegedly damaging a Little Caesars in Louisville. Brianna Haynes allegedly caused more than $1,000 worth of damage after she was told that extra pizza sauce would cost $1.
Well, that's very exorbitant.
Well,
so she wanted
now she's got to pay thousands.
She thought the extra sauce ought to be, the extra dipping sauce ought to be included.
Correct.
Probably got the bread sticks or whatever it was.
Yep.
Huh.
And they said $1, and she lost it, created a lot of damage. She's now facing multiple charges.
This seems to be a thing now where people get outraged at the fast food restaurant, and they get very violent.
Well, did sauce used to be free?
It used to. It should be free.
Like the side dipping sauce?
Yeah, it should be free.
I believe it. Like
it shouldn't be free. What
at
do you mean?
A drive-thru, I believe they're free.
Yeah, like if I go to, like you said, it was at a
Little Caesars.
A Little Caesars, right? So it's the small little cup of.
Yeah, well, that was your first mistake.
Right. If I go there and I say, hey, can I get another extra sauce? It should be free. I'm paying for it the same way I go to McDonald's and say, can I get a sweet and sour sauce? And they give you a couple in the bag. You shouldn't charge me 25 cents for a dipping sauce I'm already paying.
If I want an autographed 8x10 from you, should that be free?
It is free.
Huh?
I give it to you. I give it out for free.
It wasn't free when you were signing over in the North End. I mean, somebody paid for it.
I was giving out freebies yesterday.
Somebody paid you. Somebody paid you to be there and sign autographs. I mean, you don't give your stuff away for free.
Oh yeah.
Why would Little Caesars?
I do sometimes. The North End one might not have been,
okay, but you're not running around just giving away free autographs.
I've given out plenty of free autographs. Plenty.
And you sign hats all the time. You're not charging for that.
No.
You know what I need to say? The most efficient, well-run fast food chain drive-thru, Chick-fil-A. It is.
Yes.
Unbelievable how well organized they are. Yes, yeah. You talk to two people before you get to the window.
Correct.
Fine.
Yeah.
Your order's never wrong. Mm-hmm. You're never waiting that long.
Cosign.
It is.
Cosign.
And they're so upbeat and happy.
They do everything right.
Yeah.
At Chick-fil-A. Everything.
Yeah. And give you
Chime,
some
what
sauce.
Are your thoughts?
Chime.
You know my thoughts. Chime is, I shouldn't have to chime into this.
Yeah, he's a gold points holder there.
Yeah.
Can I say a statement that we can all cosign?
Yes.
At its best, so when Chick-fil-A is fresh out the oven, it is the best fast food in the world.
Easily.
Like when their waffle fries are fresh, when the chicken sandwich is crisped, it is the best. Yep.
And why doesn't every fast food restaurant use that, like, astronaut blanket that they wrap their sandwiches in? Because the little bag that the Chick-fil-A sandwiches come in, you could drive all the way home from Framingham.
Correct.
Sandwich is still warm when you get to Boston.
Correct.
It does sweat a little bit, though.
It does, and it makes
the
bread.
That's actually you.
Shime's right. It makes the bread a little soggy.
Thank you, Wiggy.
See, the thing is.
Wait. Shime's food is never waited to get home to get soggy.
But Chick-fil-A, you want to do that. No. But the thing is, Chick-fil-A is good. I get it. Don't get me wrong. But you guys haven't experienced America.
What?
Have you ever had Zaxby's?
Never heard of it.
No, I've never had
Zaxby's. Down south.
In-N-Out Burger. I've had In-N-Out.
Bojangles is okay. They don't really do the chicken sandwiches there.
This one's for Wiggy and Shime, as they believe AI is just the greatest thing of all time. Taco Bell is slowing their rollout of AI drive-thrus after customers started complaining about long wait times and wrong orders.
Oh.
So Taco Bell Chief Digital and Technology Officer Dane Matthews told the Wall Street Journal that the company was now reconsidering where and when not to use AI going forward. He suggested that restaurants that saw high customer volume, human team members might be better equipped to deal with.
So to be clear, this is science.
Yep.
And the wait time at the drive-through was less when the human being was executing.
Correct.
It. Okay. Check. In my
hold on,
favor.
Hold on, check no, 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 mark. Hold on, hold on, time out. No, this is a check in me and Wiggy's favor because we are the ones who aren't worried about it. You're all scared that AI is going to take over. Clearly, this is an example for us of exactly why AI is not going to take over, and you need to relax and cool your jets.
Good point.
Yeah, the AI thing is whack. I did what Courtney said. I downloaded the ChatGPT, and I asked the question about Alex Cora, and first thing it does, I say, you know, can I, you know, I forget what I said. I said,
give me questions to ask.
Yeah,
Alex
I said,
Cora.
Give me some good questions to ask Alex Cora about the game. First thing AI did was spelled his last name wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm then, telling you. That's why it's a nightmare. And people rely on it.
I don't want it.
But that's why we're
lives.
Not concerned about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not no, concerned no, about it.
You don't have to be concerned about yourself, maybe, but yet you should be concerned for others.
What?
Who are over? They're over relying on the robots
to
run everything.
Businesses are going to correct, like Taco Bell, when things are going wrong.
Okay, all right. Anything else?
We're going to end with would Wiggy eat it? But it's really would Wiggy use it?
Okay.
Would you eat it?
They look like little dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Chicken palm all day long, baby.
Would you eat it?
I love boneless spare ribs.
Corn tortilla.
Would you eat it?
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
With Wiggy.
Now, this is an old head place I've never heard of, but Howard Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating a century of business by releasing a limited edition fried clam soap.
Oh.
The Hojo.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Who wants to smell like fried clams after a shower?
Well, let me explain what exactly it is. It's a nod, obviously, to the fried clam strips at the Hojo, yeah. But the soap has been infused with lemon, sea salt, and a hint of, Greg, butter.
Oh.
You can get a box of them for $19.25 at hojo.com/100.
Oh, okay.
All right, so they just look like fried clams.
Maybe that would be something. I mean, Hojo's was forever like the go-to when people were driving around this. You brought up driving around this great country that you could find the Hojo's everywhere on the highway and people would stop and eat there.
Is that where you had your prom?
But was Hojo's like fast food seafood?
No, you would sit down. They were seafood. They were everything, but you would sit down there and eat
it.
But it was, there was no fast food at the time. Like when they started, there was.
Weren't they a hotel?
There was like the one, they became hotels after the restaurant, but they, Like there was only the one McDonald's out in California that the brothers still owned or whatever when they started. They created that whole thing.
See, I remember the Hojo's as a hotel and with a restaurant in it.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Used to be one in Kenmore Square.
Yeah, I don't remember the actual.
Right down by Fenway.
Yeah, John Henry bought it.
I didn't know there was it actually started out as a restaurant first.
Oh, speaking of John Henry Curtis, he was at the game last night.
Saw
he and
that.
Linda.
Yes, he was.
Yep. Boy, those two, you could just feel the love in the air.
It's either a John Henry jinx or a Shime jinx last night. I think it's Shime on Brian Baile. But,
definitely Shime.
Yeah. All right. That's the news.
That's the news.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to talk a little hockey and share some information about a couple programming additions coming up for Bruins fans on this radio station this season next. But here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.